Well, today we have a question from a Bhakta David. I don't know where he resides, but he says, what provisions should we provide when there are visiting spiritual masters to our area? I've sadly seen where temples, preaching centers have not even provided a basic meal, prasadam, or a place to rest the weary heads. Is there a minimum standard or a principle that applies or should be followed? The minimum standard is that one should offer hospitality according to one's ability, and then according to the rules of Dharma. I'm not such a wide traveler, but I've never personally experienced, and I haven't really even heard that. Especially sannyasis and gurus, that they'll go to some temple or preaching center and they're not nicely received. I may have heard about similar type of thing with non-sannyasis and non-gurus, but rarely that. Usually those senior Vaishnavas get as good a treatment as they can be given. But anyway, the basic principle is that we should receive guests according to our ability and according to the principles of receiving guests, which means that it's not the same for everyone. And then let me elaborate on that a little further. The general expression is Atithi Deva Bhagavan. Is that guests, and Atithi means untimely guests, in other words, not even a guest who pronounced themselves. They should be nicely received. And they should be received according to one's ability and according to standards. Traditionally, in not even just Vedic culture, but any culture, when a saintly person knocks at the home of a grihastha, then they usually would extend to them a place to stay. It may be even just outside in the stable, some food, whatever it is that they have to offer, or they themselves are eating, some sweet words, kindness. These are sort of essential ingredients. And then according to the varna, ashram, one has different obligations. For instance, if a king comes to your home, then more or less you're expected to vacate it. You don't offer him the barn, you offer him your house, and you go out into the barn. On the other hand, if wanderer is traveling, then the barn is fine. Similarly, if a sannyasi comes, then he should be given full treatment as one would to a king or one's own parents, or if the Supreme Lord came himself. And if a grihastha comes, neighbor comes, then one shares according to one's ability. One is sharing, and the other one is giving everything. Here we're talking about preaching centers and temples where the standards may change somewhat. The dharma of a grihastha is to give in charity and to receive guests. The dharma of brahmacharis and we could say full-time devotees, those who are fully dedicated, is to certainly extend hospitality, but differently to different people, different than the grihasthas. If, for instance, a sannyasi comes to a temple, then yes, you should be given whatever facilities there are available. Not to be offered food, not to be offered a place to rest. I don't know how that really represents reality. Once again, it's not been my experience. On the other hand, if a grihastha comes, then he, she, who has their own means of sustenance and maintenance, should be very thoughtful about how much service and what expectations they make of those who they're actually supposed to be maintaining. In other words, it's the grihastha's duties to be maintaining the brahmacharis and brahmacharinis and the sannyasis and the preaching center. So they shouldn't make excessive demands, or they should not expect the same type of treatment as a sannyasi. And let me just simplify that. They shouldn't ask to stay for free, but rather they should consider that, yes, everything costs money. Food costs money, accommodation costs money, electricity costs money, bedding costs money, everything costs money, and they should be the ones to rather offer and to give rather than take. It is not their dharma to take. If based on some seniority they are offered such, that may be the prerogative of the temple to do that, but otherwise it should be the obligation of the grihasthas to actually be giving and not expecting the same type of treatment as a sannyasi or a brahmachari, because the dharma is different. So the dharma is not only upon the host, but there is also dharma on the guest. It's a topic I'll discuss in an upcoming podcast, because someone just recently asked of that. And for instance, when devotees attend festivals, and for instance in New Brijadam they attend festivals, should guests pay, and how much should they pay, and why should they pay to participate in the festival? And it's a very relevant question, because over money, everyone becomes irate in Kali Yuga. Issues of finance become the cause of squabbling between so many different classes of people, classes of Vaishnavas, and so on. So once again, just as a summary, when someone attends a festival, are they attending the festival as a beneficiary or a participant? We know that, for instance, festivals cost extra money in terms of prasadam, flowers, arrangements, all the other things that distinguish it from just being a ordinary day. Is that really just the host's responsibility, or is everyone responsible? Anyone who attends, who comes to a festival, if we have a large Janmashtami festival and we're worshipping Krishna, is it the host's responsibility to simply take care of all the arrangements in relationship to the worship of the Lord, and the guests should just pay for prasadam, or not necessarily that? Or is it everyone's responsibility that they're all coming and playing a share in the worship and glorification of the Lord? It once again depends on who it is. When you have brahmachari coming from another temple who has no means of maintenance, he may have one obligation. When you have a grihastha who's maintaining themselves, and they may be maintaining themselves in a medium way, they may be maintaining themselves very comfortably, then it becomes a another obligation. And these details of dharma we should become familiar with and then nicely observe. So, Hare Krishna Bhakta David. But just as a final word on all kinds of guests and all kinds of hosts, the real essence of hosting is smiles, welcoming words, friendly dealings, sweet dealings, and if there's any shortage, then that fills whatever lack there is in terms of facilities, and if there's some kind of remuneration expected, then devotees feel that to be worthwhile. So people have to feel wanted, loved, and then a lot of these other things become really detail. That is really the essence is nice reception, nicely receiving someone with a warm, open heart, and the material facilities and the other expectations are detail thereafter. Hare Krishna.